Good. You want to turn on anime what you missed just last week?
Yo,
Let's get
I
a look.
already, sorry, I didn't even manage to listen to it properly yet.
No, it's a second one. We started Perek Daled, and we said that there's three things that cause a person not to be over the Hashem, L'shem Shemayim. The first one we said is because a person doesn't understand Hashem and His goodness, doesn't understand what Hashem's abilities are and how much He cares for him. The second one, which we did last week, was that, that's what we're going to do today. I think that she did that. Well, let's do it again. Let's do the, yeah, let's do the second one again. But he doesn't know the ways of Hashem. He doesn't know the Torah, and he doesn't know Hashem's Torah. Eli, that's good with you. I don't know if you remember. I don't know what you remember from last week. It's been a long week. Okay. And if someone doesn't know the Torah and he doesn't know Hashem's Torah and he doesn't know the mitzvahs, I would have thought that the problem is not that he's not doing Hashem's Shemaim, he's not doing it. He doesn't even know what to do because he doesn't know the Torah and the mitzvahs. So that's what I would have guessed. He can't do Hashem's Shemaim because he doesn't know what he's doing. But let's see what he says. Mitzvahs. Im kein kol shekein sheni yodei l'kayim oisam k'roi. Since he doesn't know how to keep the mitzvahs, so he certainly can't do them properly. So he certainly can't do them l'shem shemayim. L'shem shemayim. So Eisa by veres Hashem who Eisa shalol l'shem shemayim. When he starts doing something, since he doesn't know what he's doing, he's not even sure if he's supposed to be doing it or not. Then he do klal shuchayv l'soyser l'shem shemayim. He still doesn't know this to l'shem shemayim. Komer Chazal, ein bo yerachet v'lo ama aretz chosid. Person who's a boor, a rough person, whatever. Person hasn't refined his midas. He can't have fear of chet. And someone who's an amaretz, he can't be a chosid, because if he doesn't know what he's doing, he can't be a chosid, he can't be a tzaddik. I don't know why he uses chosid. Someone who's an amaretz can't be a tzaddik, because to be a tzaddik, you have to do everything you're supposed to do. And if he doesn't know what he's supposed to do, how's he supposed to do it? So it seems to me his problem's bigger than he's not doing Shem Shemayim. I mean, I think it's a double portion. If a person's not doing the mitzvahs properly, he can't do the Shem Shemayim. Shem Shemayim is a Once you're doing the mitzvahs properly, now you start not covering them for the right reasons. But you're not doing them properly. Once I'm doing the mitzvah not properly, the Shem Shemayim. Shemayim doesn't want you to be doing the mitzvah not properly. So that's the second reason why people aren't doing the Shem Shemayim, is because they just don't know what the mitzvahs are. They're doing the Shem, but not the Shem Shemayim, because they don't know what they're doing. Sounds a bit strange. Okay. The third one is v'ilu. We said that the third of the third reason why people aren't over Hashem l'shem is the hihurim she yetzhara ma'aleleva adam, that they're much more involved. The yetzhara gets them to be all involved and in loving this world. And then I make ishtadlus. He doesn't leave them to make ishtadlus for Olam Haba. So these can be divided, he says over here, into two chalokim. The first thing that the Yetzirah in the Hurim gives a person is to have machshavas of kvira. He starts having doubts about things that are vaday. And he starts messing up his imuna, confusing his imuna. He doesn't So since his emunah has been shook up, then now he's not doing any of the mitzvahs of the Shem Lelokim, because the Yetzirah has got him thinking all sorts of kira. It's hard to understand what he's saying. It's difficult. The person is thinking thoughts of kira, but he's still doing mitzvahs. And the biggest problem is he's not doing the Shem Shemaim. I don't know how to pick these things together. They're kind of like parts of a Lego piece that don't fit. It's where the Yetzirah comes to get a person, he brings him in kashas, he brings him rayas, that you're not really machayev. Afilu b'mechina mutzorit, b'vodes Hashem, b'reidef achareu, b'shtadal alois la'soysoy. Ela, alev listmatse li'inyon ha'oilam hazeh, v'lishtadal imtsochein v'aineh b'nei odo. He gets a person so caught up. And first of all, telling him he's not mechayev. And not in avodas Hashem. And he gets him to be roidef after all the... He gets him to put all his kaychas and to put all his matzira into olam hazeh and to be mishtadal to find favor in the eyes of people. That's what the Yetzirah gets him to do. Okay, complicated stuff, and we have to track this down as we go ahead. I'm not sure exactly. I haven't had a chance to think about it and see where that fits into things. It means a person's mamash, he's shomer of mitzvahs. He's not talking to someone who's not doing mitzvahs. He's a shomer of mitzvahs. His problem is not that he's not doing mitzvahs. His problem is not doing the Shem Shemayim. That's why I'm having a hard time grasping with it, because I have bigger problems than what the Shem Shemayim. I'm just really trying to do the mitzvahs without any the Shem Shemayim. He's already a target where he's so his problem is he's doing the mitzvahs, but they're not the Shem Shemayim because he has all these zihurim. The Yetzirah puts all these zihurim into him. He told him you're not really machayev, and you're not really. And then he starts distracting him and getting him to put all his kechas into olam hazeh and not to make proper yishtadlus in olam haba. And he gets into his yishtadl that everything he's doing is trying to do it because he wants to get favor in people's eyes instead of doing it l'shem Shemayim. Okay, I'm going to hold that and see where this goes. Very interesting. In all the ones we've done up to now, Shara Bechina, Shara Betoch, and Shara Voides Elokim, the distractions came right at the end. The things that prevent you from doing these things, he brought right at the end. Yet it seems that the whole yisod of Shai Yichud HaMaisa is that there's a struggle right from the beginning not to do it. The goyim that prevent you from doing it is right in the beginning, and he's going to go at length about that now. Interesting, the whole thing, the whole nature of Yichud HaMaisa is the struggle from day one. Knowing what it is not so difficult. You have to do everything to Shem Shemayim. Yeah, so what's the problem to do it? Having betochen for stasis against it's the whole world. You need work. Shara Bechina, you need to be taught how to do that. Shara Voidah Selokim. Old wild discussions we dealt with there. The conflict between, not the conflict, the conversations, the dialogues between the Nefesh and the Seichel. He leaped straight into the Yetzirah that's going to stop you wanting to do the Avodas Hashem L'Shem Shemayim. This is the observation. I don't know what to do with it yet. I'm pointing that out. It's a whole different chayv of the mind. It's okay. Mehine niroil nachutz letet kama dugmot mitachbuloi sayetzer. I think it's very important. Urgent, it's imperative to give certain examples of the tricks of the Yetzirah. The seductions of the Yetzirah that are more commonly found. Is yet a tachbuloisa she'enun maskir. So that you, I assume he's talking to us, will be able to then recognize the other tricks as you encounter them in your own existence that he hasn't mentioned, because you can't mention them all. The juggler and the king, which I've mentioned many times, Rav Aaron Feldman's sefer on called the juggler and the king, based on the Gemaras in Bava Basra and Bechiras, many Bava Basra, with the Vilna Gaon's Pirush, is also it's a map of the Yetzirah. What it does, it teaches you what the Yetzirah is doing to you. That whole sefer, that's what it's dedicated to. It's a mamish. It's an intricate map, a designer's map of understanding your Yetzirah, showing you all the different tricks and how he comes at you and where he comes to you and what he does, the gaivas and the taivas and all the similar idea. Yeah, that's what he's going to show us. He's going to show us some examples of the way the Yetzirah tricks us, and from there we'll be able to then expand our knowledge. Adam Why does he feel it's so important to teach us this? Because he wants you to be very careful of these things, so that you can be over to Hashem, Belev Sholem, Kamo Shomer Shlomo Melech HaChochem, Yishma Chochem V'Yosef Lekach, V'Novan Tachbulois Yikne. Let the wise man hear and add to this knowledge. I can't give you everything, but I'll give you the basic principles and you'll work it out for yourself because you're a Chochem. V'Novan Tachbulois Yikne. And the novel, the person who's able to learn novel mitechnova, is somebody that can process, he can, in the mind, as gaber. So he will be able to acquire his own buloys, know how to fight the Yetzirah using his own tricks. But then I should have been Tony Lagdim. This is what I want to start with, he says. Ben Adam, Alecha Ledat, that's going to us. We ben Adam, and you need to know. The biggest enemy you have, the person, that the thing, the entity that hates you more than anything in this world, is your Yetzirah. More than Yishmael, more than Amalek. That's your Yetzirah. Seems he's mixed in with your koiches nefesh, that's ma'uruf b'teva ruchocha, and he's mixed up in the nature of your spirit. He's manning you. He runs you in a partnership with your physical senses and the ruchnius ones. And he rules the foundations of your nafshecho again. Whether that means the lower entities of the neshama, it means the neshama generically, I don't know. And in the hidden recesses. And he advises you in all the movements and everything you do, the revealed and the hidden ones, that you should do his rotson. And he's there seducing you with every step you take. You're sleeping and you're not guarding against him. He's wide awake and all he's thinking about is how to do bad for you. You ignore him, but he doesn't ignore you. He did. He dresses up, he pretends, he appears to you as a close friend. And And he presents himself like someone that's very beloved to you. She's your best friend, this guy. With deceit, he digs into the way of this friendship, this trustworthy friendship he's developed with you. And then he gives you advice. What these words mean, the big words is Mir Mizoisov Umkritsois Einov Epsilachov Shur. That exactly means, but if you look at this incorrectly, if you don't know how to look at this relationship, you might come to think that he's running around the whole day just trying to do your rotzon. Aklamita Shuldova, the Yere Aleche is Khitsov. I'm a missing. In reality, what he's doing is he's shooting deadly arrows at you. He's got one mission: to uproot you from your Sheresh in Olam Haba. That's what he's after. That's what he's doing. He's not interested in this little veira, that little veira, this little indiscretion, this bit of Lashon Hara. Say, Lama Hashem and Yenoto. He keeps his eye on the ball. And his eye on the ball is to be okay, you from the Shoresh in Olam Haba. How does he do it? Through deceit. But by getting you to believe that he's your best friend, by getting to you believe that he has your best interests in heart. And also, he's so good that he gets you to think that he's just doing what you want, not what he wants. In the meantime, all he's doing is shooting deadly arrows at you, and not physical arrows, not trying to kid you physically. He's trying to destroy your chelik in Olam Haba. That's what he wants to do. Wake you from your shirish in Olam Haba. He brings a pasuk from Mishlei. Referring to this Yetzer Hara. Somebody who trying to kill his friend. He's shooting at you arrows and deadly projectiles. So to this person that deceives his friend. I'm just playing. I don't know why you taking it so seriously. Chill out. I'm not just playing, but the chekani. Yishmael in the posuk there, it was a mitzachek im Yitzchok. Mitzachek, I'm just playing. But in the meantime, he's shooting arrows, he's trying to kill him. So how do you fight somebody like this? He's not somebody outside of you. You can't run away. Wherever you go, he comes with. You don't go nowhere. It's very hard to separate. You know, you give him. You tell him I'm taking the week off and you're going on holiday somewhere and you leave him at home and you go overseas. No, there's a law of it. He goes wherever you go, he goes. So it's a bitter war. Vaneshech hachi chazak shelo bo yeir alecha v'nilcham b'cho b'seise b'machshevoi savu. The most powerful weapon that he has that he's shooting on you. In the hidden, in the inner recesses of your mind, of your thoughts. He's trying to get you to have doubts about the things that your mama clear are MS. And he gets you to start questioning the things that are clear. May it close yet, get far finger clarity, and suddenly, no, I don't know who says, maybe not. And then he starts getting you to have bilbil hadas. He starts getting you confused. He starts getting you to ask questions which are mamash kasha shel hevel. Stuart. Benu ma'asik oitro kedei la'asich es da'atcha mi'advorim shahim le'tolascho. In that way, he gets you to stop thinking and he distracts you from the things that are really for your benefit. U'shebehen hu goyrim l'cha la'hatil sofek bu'menoscho v'dascho ha'brurim l'cho. He starts getting to start doubting the imuna that you have, that you worked so hard to acquire, that's clear, and the das, your religion, your spiritual beliefs that are clear to you. He starts getting to start doubting them and thinking, who knows, maybe not. Bilbul das, mamash, total confusion. It confuses you. So what weapon do you have to use against him? How do you fight against a guy like this? First thing you have to know, Jerusalem says this, he's being a Danya, you're at war. You're at war with this enemy. What's the weapon? What gun do you get? What gun do you use to fight the Yetzirah? The Seichel. You have to always process the rot and the divyoinus. You have to process it through the seichel. What does the seichel say here? And you'll remove the arrows from you. Then you will be saved and you will be able to get the malet mimenu. You'll be able to avoid him with Ratzah Shem Yisparach. That means the only kli we have against the Yetzirah is a seichel. You have to activate your seichel. There's no other way. And you need a lot of siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara says the Yetzirah is misgaba kol yom. V'bikesh lamiso. He wants to kill him. V'Hashem lo izalo lo yochol. If Hashem doesn't help you, you can't. You can't win this war without Hashem's help. You have to do what you have to do. Activate the seichel. When the Yetzirah comes to present these doubts to you, when he comes to bring these offerings to you, when he comes to show these things, you have to ask your seichel. What do you think? You always get it back to the seichel. He comes to get the rider to go off the horse, and you have to keep putting the rider back on the horse. Because you're the rider, not him. He lets you think that he's the rider. He's the managing director of this company. And he starts getting you to believe that he's in charge. And then he knows what he's doing. And it's your best interest in art. He's your best friend. And you check out with the seichel. The seichel always gets it right. The seichel knows when you're being fooled. So that's what he's telling you. You need the neshek of your seichel and you need siyata d'shmaya. Avarim timso es hanagoscha liyodwe. If you'll hand over your conduct to him, and you'll be drawn after his rotzon, he won't let go of you until he's destroyed both your worlds. He'll uproot you from the root in this world and the next world. Now he's adding in this world as well. Before he just said he'll uproot you from Olam Haba. Yet you won't even have Olam Hazeh. Gemot Shekosuf, an anav poedet ma'anfak pu'ulot sheloi, al-chayel echad, yel tzvoisov, hirabim chololim apilu, va'atsumim kol harugaya, da'achas sholbeisa yoides, el-chadre maves, v'kol shekhen shezeh yikore l'cho, im t'pol r'shois l'gamre. Hirabim chololim apilu, v'atsumim kol harugaya. Many are the ones he's killed. Da'achas shol beisei, the ways of soil, gehenim, hell, or his home. Yoides is chadre mavis. It goes all the way down into the chambers of death. I mean, a very, very pleasant guy to get along with, you know. You know, his playrooms are Gehenna and Chadre Moves, and that's what he's trying to do. He wants you to think that he wants you to give over management of the company to him. Imagine you're the CEO of a big company. You walk into the boardroom for a big meeting. And sitting in the chairman's seat, you're the chairman, is your six-year-old son. He's sitting there, you know, he's playing business, you know, whatever. He slept in to work with you. And he was playing in the boardroom and he's sitting in your seat. The course man, you think that he's the managing director, the chairman, you're in a lot of trouble. You let him run the business, you're in a lot of trouble. You have to sort of gently pick him up and take him out the seat and put yourself back in the seat. Because you're the chairman, not him. He's just going to keep coming back, like a zvuv, like Chazal said. The answer was like a zvuv. Keep coming back. No matter what you do, he keeps coming back until you destroy him. Okay, Tadrit Otcho Av Milchoma. Know what he's talking about. Oh. He's saying you must make sure that you don't have close dealings with him. Don't take your mind off him for 1 second. No, I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, I have to look this up. I don't know. Sorry. All right, next week we'll have a look. I can't see what he's talking about. Yeah.
The English is saying that.
You have an English?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have an English.
I've got the second volume.
What does he say then?
He says, don't let any other struggle divert you from your struggle with it or any other battle. From your battle with it.
He's had other battles. I've got
exactly.
It.
Okay. So nothing else, basically, that comes, like even he says another human being, anything that is separate to you, which needs permission to stop, to hurt you, but your Yetzer Hara doesn't. It's already within you. So like basically don't
full
waste
focus
your time.
And full attention
don't
you pay to him and you don't let the other
else.
Things go in your
exactly.
Life. Distract you from that milchoma.
Exactly.
So that's some tall order. That's our problem. I mean, that was Paro to by the Mitzrayim. He's keep them busy, so they haven't got time to think. And that's the tanya that the Nevi'im have through the whole of Tanakh. Ami lo mitbonen. My nation doesn't think. We don't have time to think. We're so busy fighting so many battles that, like he says, you said there in the translation, that aren't really your business because they need permission to hurt you. So what are you worried about? If you won't give them permission, but he doesn't need permission. He's out there shooting and killing you all the time. He's been given a free hand. So the main focus and the main attention a person has to pay is to the hara you get from Kol Gadol Yisrael on this subject of how you win this battle is you have to learn Mutter every day. That's the bottom line. You have to be Koveya. Rav Gershon used to say every week in his theory, even 5 minutes of Musa every day changes a whole person. There's a Shadu of a Baduk, person learns Musa for 5 minutes a day, his whole life changes, his family changes, his home changes. Because that's all we can do. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to fight an enemy like this? How are you going to fight an enemy like this? So the way to fight this enemy is to learn Musa. That's what Kolga. I'm not saying that. No, that's what Kolga Daily Israel say about the subject. Okay. Mitzvah Shemukaren tomorrow. They are not easy stuff. This is not. No one comes here for the entertainment value. This is rough stuff. It's not, well,
at tough, least it's starting to be English. You know, the big parts before very still doesn't make it's hard to understand. Doesn't make sense, like you said, puzzle piece that doesn't fit.
Yeah, I didn't know there's an English translation of Shamash of Yechudamash.
Yeah, there's the English for the Sekhetic base of. I also didn't know. I found it recently.
Look, I have to look for it. No, it's very important. Just for the Pesukim, it's important. Okay. The Seder Rabbi Sabbat Slocha. Take good care. All the best.
You too, Yuvarav. Ciao. Ciao, Eddie.